5252.
Roger, brace for auditory impact.
10 seconds there.
1, 2.
Ball clear, record on my count.
Yeah!
Live from the authority of South Florida, the Rich Stevens Show starts now.
Doing a real good show up there, and I think we're proving our point, old buddy.
Wake up.
Rise and shine.
Today's Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Nice early morning surprise.
Why you gotta be so cranky in the morning?
I'm not really a morning person.
Crank up the radio.
I suggest you stop jabbering.
Say what?
Like a monkey house on visitor's day.
I think I know what people want to hear when they first wake up.
What day is it?
Tuesday.
Come on, I haven't got all day.
Let's go.
Enjoy the show.
And lots to talk about today. Being that it's Tuesday, that can only mean one thing.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups, the talk show host, Rich Stevens, and the criminal defense attorney, Michelle Suskauer. These are their stories.
And obviously, normally, we like to start on a somewhat of a fun note, but today, you can't help but start with the awful, awful news out of Brussels. Explosions rocked the airport in Brussels and the subway station. The numbers of people killed so far has changed numerous times since this first happened. We do know that there are several flights out of South Florida either headed to Brussels and or connecting through Brussels. The interesting thing, in Miami, flights have been canceled. Palm Beach International, there's four flights connecting through Brussels today. Only two have been canceled. The other two, I would imagine they'd have to cancel these.
Sure.
But they haven't done it yet. The situation is obviously still unfolding. If you have plans to travel via Brussels today, obviously call your airline, not the airport, but call the airline and find out what's going on. I can't imagine that this airport would be open anytime today at all.
No, definitely not. And it's just, you know, to wake up to news like this is just incredibly upsetting.
We know that explosions rocked the airport and the subway system. The death toll is now up to 34. 34 people have been killed, many others just injured. This just days after the main suspect in the November Paris attacks was arrested. Witnesses described the ceiling caving in, blood everywhere, two explosions in a departure hall at the Brussels airport. All flights obviously canceled in Brussels. Arriving planes and trains were diverted. Belgium's terror alert level has been raised to the maximum level that it could possibly be at. Police said that they're telling people in Brussels to stay where they are. Obviously, Brussels is at a complete standstill at this hour. Security also tightened at Paris airports. It's interesting to note also, I just got a text before we went on the air here, our airport security in South Florida has been elevated as well.
Sure.
So that tells me there's could be, and I'm not trying to start trouble, but there could be information that there are more attacks that are planned. So this is not.
No, I think what we're doing here in South Florida, and I'm sure at other hubs around the country, is we're being very proactive. When there's an explosion at an airport, when there's an explosion at a port where people are traveling to the United States, traveling around Europe or other parts of the world, why wouldn't we go ahead and elevate our level of security? I think it's being smart and proactive.
I'd like to know exactly what the level of security has been raised to as far as what has been put in place.
Well, I don't think that certainly because of security, I don't think
you're going to be told. I'd like to know if you're coming back from an airport today, maybe you're in a cab right now. 877-850-8585. I just want to know if you've noticed any kind of difference in security, either measures or precautions that have been put in place at the airport, or maybe you're on your way to the airport, or maybe you work for an airline, or maybe you work for law enforcement. 877-850-8585. I don't want you to reveal any secrets, of course, but I do want to know if there is any noticeable differences. We've been through different situations where when they raise the terror level, security level, I mean, we've gone from the cars being stopped and searched. We've gone where they take the dogs through the car. We've gone where they take the mirrors under the car to let's just open the hood, let's just open the trunk. I mean, you know, the levels have changed dramatically. Now, European security officials say that they've been bracing for some kind of major attack for weeks. They warned that the Islamic State was actively preparing, and hence that's what happened today. Belgian media again is reporting 34 people have been killed at the airport so far. The explosions at the airport hit at the middle of the busiest time there. Smoke was seen billowing out of the terminal. I can't even imagine.
Now, I mean, that number probably will unfortunately go up because look how many are reported injured and at least, what, 170, 200 people are reported injured. So hopefully none of them will succumb to their injuries as a result of this terror attack.
And also the numbers have changed dramatically because when I first woke up this morning, the first number was 13.
Sure.
Then it changed to 24. Then it changed to 38. Then it went back down to 23. And now it's up to 34.
Sure.
So, you know.
No, it's just, it's very scary because, of course, someone who... You know, folks who enjoy traveling and then coming up on the summer season where there are a lot of folks, college students, families that want to go to Europe and explore. And it makes you very, very uneasy thinking maybe this is the wrong time to travel to Europe. Who knows?
It might be the wrong time to travel anywhere. Who knows? I mean, we don't know, you know, exactly what. How widespread this could possibly be.
And we know at least what we have to go through in terms of security in our airports. But what is the security at the Brussels airport? What's the security at the Paris airport? What's the security at, in Rome and the different airports? Is it the level that we're used to?
I hate to say this, but I think it's more significant than what we have. I've never been a believer that our security system is really good enough to do what it should be doing. And I know this because I've traveled to places where, I'll give you an example, Michelle. In Japan, have you ever been to Japan?
I haven't.
When you travel to Japan, before you get to the terminal, you're going through 8 different security checks. Now, out of those 8 security checks, you're only aware of 3, which is the way it should be here. The problem is we have people that bitch when they got to take their shoes off. So can you imagine going through 8 security checks? And again, remind you, let me repeat, there's only 3 that you know of. Now, when you go to the airport, for example, when I went, I was going on a bus. The bus stops before you even step foot on the airport. Everybody gets off the bus. Everybody is searched. And the bus is searched with everything you left. You can't take a carry-on. Everything stays on the bus. And they do a thorough search. Believe it or not, it only takes about 15, 20 minutes. Now, you want to get to the airport, or we hear all the time, get to the airport 2 hours before your flight.
Sure.
So it's no different because it's the same amount of time. It just seems to be more efficient because 5 of those 8 security checks, again, you don't know about at all. Now, I know about a few of them now because after going through it and not believing it, I was, you know, explaining things. And we can do the same things here.
No, we can. And maybe we should.
I think... You know, sooner rather than later, something should change. Again, if you're just turning on the radio, this happened at the Brussels airport in Belgium. 2 explosions rocked the airport and the subway system. 34 are dead. Almost 200 people have been injured. And these are just initial reports that are changing and changing dramatically. Because, again, when I first got up this morning, it was 13. And only a handful injured. Now it's nearing 200 people. Flights have been diverted away from the airport following the attacks. And our airports here in South Florida are on heightened alert as well.
Right. Now, from what I remember, and I could be wrong, maybe a listener will correct me. You know, you have the channel, you have the high-speed train that goes from, you know, Paris to London, but also there's a leg of it that also goes to Brussels. So this is, I mean, Brussels is not
a major hub
here. And so this was certainly targeted for a reason because they knew that there would be a significant amount of folks who would be traveling during that period of time, whether they're commuting or just traveling around.
Now, I'm also seeing reports that outside of Belgium, London airports, Heathrow, Gatwick, have stepped up their police presence. New York City, of course, and Washington, D.C., major ramp-ups in security. The British government is warning their citizens to be vigilant when visiting Belgium anytime, of course, which has now been placed on a level 3, meaning a possible and real threat. You should remain alert and vigilant, especially in places where there's a high concentration of people. This is a warning. Not here. This is in Belgium right now.
I think the thing that is just so unnerving is how vulnerable we are. You know, for everything that we do, for everything that governments do in order to try to protect us, we still seem to be vulnerable to this. And it just, there's...
Now, when you say we, are you talking here in the United States or are you just talking in general?
I'm just talking in general. I'm just talking the public in general who we just don't know when we're safe and when we're not. I feel, when I hear this, incredibly vulnerable that no matter where you are, no matter what you do, you certainly can't live your life terrified. And that's the whole point of the terrorists, which is what they want to do, make us feel unsettled and they're terrorizing us. But it just, it gives you that sense of how vulnerable we are as a world community.
And that's why something that you pointed out a few minutes ago about, you know, certain places that are bigger targets than others. For example, New York City, Grand Central Station or Penn Station, major hubs that connect not only New York City, but through so many other cities and states. And that's what's happened here in Brussels. It's a terminal that has so many connecting ins and outs. And as an example, in Palm Beach alone, there's 4 flights that are connecting through Brussels today. 2 have been canceled. 2 have not yet been canceled. I got to tell you, if I'm on one of those flights today, I'm going to cancel it. They haven't canceled yet, but I'm going to cancel it.
It's just a matter of time. It's going to be canceled. There's no way you can go into Brussels.
I would think that, but they might divert it somewhere else. And again, you know, it's just...
Look, it just says, we're looking at CNN right now. Flights are suspended. So there are no flights that are going in and out of Brussels, period. So if you do have plans to go into or through Brussels, then obviously there's going to be a change in your travel plans.
877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We're just getting started on this Law and Order Tuesday. If you're flying today, I'd love to talk to you. Whether you're flying anywhere, even if you're flying from South Florida to Orlando, I would love to talk to you. I just want to know, would you feel comfortable getting on a flight today? You're always flying everywhere.
I'm going to be flying on Thursday. First of all, if you have to fly somewhere, you have to fly somewhere. I think that because
nobody has to fly anywhere.
But if you have something that you have to be to for business or personal or family, but in terms of would I feel comfortable? Yeah, I would feel comfortable because I know that we would be stepping up our game in terms of security. So yes, I would feel comfortable.
Doesn't it bother you that we only step up our game when something happens?
No, but we don't know. There's so much rich that we don't know.
But there is so much that we do know, and we know that again this morning here in South Florida and New York City and Washington, airport security has been stepped up. Now, why wasn't it stepped up all along? That's my thing the whole time.
You're right.
It's kind of like, and I talked about this a little while ago, I remember going to bring somebody or pick somebody. No, I was bringing somebody to the airport in Palm Beach. And I had a stop, and I remember the police stopped me. They had me open the trunk. Open the hood, get out of the car. They had a dog. And they looked with mirrors under the car. They moved stuff around in the trunk. They looked in the... I mean, the whole thing took about 15 minutes. And then I dropped her off, and then I picked her up a week later and went back, and they just wanted me to open the trunk. I mean, the security just dramatically changed.
It's inconsistent.
Yeah, and that's... some people say, well, that's good, because then a would-be terrorist doesn't know what it's going to be. But then on the other hand, you think about it, a week, everything changed. 877-850-8585. Quick timeout. You're listening to The Rich Stevens Show.
I think he's been standing in the sun too long. It's Rich Stevens on 850 WFTL. Here's Rich.
All right, now we're hearing from U.S. officials, not Belgian officials, but U.S. officials, that one of the bombs at the Brussels airport may have been in a suitcase. I hope that makes you feel a lot better if you're traveling today. 877-850-8585. Ozzy in Deerfield Beach, how are you today?
Good morning, Rich. How's your mom?
My mom is well. Thank you so much. How are you?
Okay. A little bit better, thank you. A couple of comments. Number one, Belgium let these people in. For what reason? They continue giving them out whatever they want, and they do nothing about it. That's number one. That's their problem. I'm sorry to hear about these bombings. The terrorists are all over the world. They're even here in our country. And I heard this morning that all the security advisors are in Cuba with the president. And I wanted to know, is Al Sharpton there as well?
I don't know. You know, Ozzy, I got to tell you, at this point, nothing would surprise me. I truly have no idea. And I agree with you that we have to be more careful of who we let in and who they let in. It seems to me there's a presidential candidate that's said those exact same words, and this continues to happen. So I don't know. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Mike in Miami, how are you today?
Good morning, Rich. I just did a little research. Brussels or Belgium have one of the strictest gun laws in the world, and I think maybe they should let people have guns and start making more strict bomb laws. It seems like they're around freely and build bombs and blow people up. And
the truth about this stuff, Mike, is it has to do with the suicide bombers. The suicide bombers, all the rules go out the window because these are people that don't give a crap about their lives and anybody else's lives, and they do unheard of things where they know. Imagine getting out of bed this morning, and instead of getting in the car and driving to work, you're driving to a mall knowing that you're going to kill yourself and God knows how many others. That's what happened here. 34 dead, almost 200 injured. We'll talk more about this coming up next. This is the Rich Stevens Show.
If it's happening, it's happening here. This is the Rich Stevens Show. Now, here's Rich Stevens.
Obviously, we're talking about the Brussels awful terror attack, and we're still getting information about this. Again, if you have a flight anywhere, not just via Brussels today, you're not going if you're going via or to Brussels, but if you have a flight anywhere, all of our airports in South Florida are on heightened alert, and that means expect more delays than normal. And we're not sure exactly what the level or the degree of the heightened security is. So obviously prepare to wait and or go through more security checks. The death toll that we know so far in this terrorist attack is 34. Belgian media is reporting 20 of the people that died in the subway explosion, 14 in two different blasts at the Brussels airport, about 170 injuries being reported so far. If you're traveling today via an airline, we would love to talk to you. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. No matter what you say, I truly believe that attacks like this, these were suicide bombers. We're hearing from U.S. officials that one of the bombs at the airport may have been in a suitcase. Now, suitcases are not checked until you get into the airport.
That's true.
So you get out of the car. I mean, imagine yourself going to Fort Lauderdale Airport today. You pull up into the parking lot. You park your car. You walk into the terminal. You wait in the ticket line where they take your bag. Or maybe you checked it at the curbside check-in. Wherever it is, people are going to handle that bag, and it's going to be around people. And again, I'm just speculating as to what happened with this one suitcase that was a bomb. But listen, let's not kid ourselves. It's only a matter of time.
Listen,
I mean, that's not something we want to think about, but think about that for a minute, because no matter how much security you have, we will never have enough here in the United States.
Look, I mean, do you ever really have enough? And you're
going to
do.
I think you're going to be a suicide bomber.
I think we're going to be as proactive as we can feasibly be. And I hope that it's not going to get to the level where before you even get into the airport, every single thing is going to be searched. But we may get to that point.
My thing is, I agree with you somewhat, but I also, and hear me out on this, I've said this year after year after year since 9/11, that we are not a proactive nation. We're a reactive nation. Hence, example, case in point today. Oh, I sound like a lawyer. Case in point today.
Which is terrifying.
Is that we've heightened security today because there was an attack this morning.
Look, I think there are things that we do proactively that you don't know, that we are all not told about because of security reasons.
I couldn't agree with you more. I could not agree with you
and
more.
And you know what? There's things that maybe we all don't want to know. In terms of intelligence,
I think
that's
we know
gathered.
Too much as it is.
Right.
I've always been a proponent of that.
What would you do? What would you do? What would the level be to give you a sense of security? And maybe it's albeit a false sense of security. What would be enough at this point?
I think if the mainstream media would just shut the hell up and stop showing that we went to so-and-so airport and we were able to get through with a box cutter. Or, maybe we need to go back to...
But wouldn't that then help us in terms of, for example... yesterday or the day before, they had a whole story on Nightly News about how airport employees
yep.
do not have to go through security.
Yeah.
How easy is that to fix?
Let's go one step further, because it was the week before, also on NBC Nightly News, that they showed that the vendors come in with the water delivery, and they're bringing the water through security.
That has to stop. Anyone who works at an airport, anyone who goes to an airport has
Michelle,
to go through security.
Is that people are bitching and moaning what you have to go through now, and it's calmed down somewhat. But again, the history shows when things calm down, that's when we're at our worst.
All right.
Right?
We can't be complacent.
877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Rosa in Hollywood, how are you today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, of course, our prayers to the people of Brussels and everyone that was involved. I did want to mention a couple of things. There was, I believe, a caller that said, we have to be careful with them, the people we let in. And I think that really creates a veil of a false veil of security, because there is no them and us. And if we think that we can identify who them is, I think we're really we're fooling ourselves. I lived in Israel. It has to become daily life. With that said, I do agree with you. There shouldn't be no lowering of security measures, heightened security. There should be heightened security at all time. We know that there are people that want to harm us. There has to just be a heightened level of security at all times. And I just think that it's easy to say that there's a them, and we think that we'll be able to, to be better off as long as we get rid of them. But I really believe that there is no them. We have to assume, like Israel does, that there is no quote-unquote profile that exists, because we see that those profiles are not always true.
Right. It could be anybody.
She's spot on.
No, I understand that, and I agree. But the difference, dramatically, on a scale of 1 to 10, Rosa, being in Israel and being here, as far as feeling secure, how would you compare the difference on a scale of 1 to 10?
I always felt more secure in Israel.
Well, and that's obvious. So why why can't we take a book out of their playbook and say, hey, we're going to be just as vigilant? But we don't do that. We wait until an attack happens, and that's when, I guarantee you, by the end of today, we're going to see video of the cops in New York City, I forgot what their special squad is, with the machine gun standing in Times Square. We'll see that by the end of the day.
Right. Well, when I went on a plane to Israel one time, I guess everyone had boarded, everything went through, and if you've ever gone to Israel, and especially El Al, because I will not travel any other airlines to Israel for security reasons. And they must have found something. And we all had to disembark, reclaim our luggage. And they didn't care how much people complained and moaned and groaned. And their attitude is, if you start mouthing off, they'll just take you to the side and you just won't go on the plane.
Right. But you bring up El Al, and that's another thing. And we've talked to the chief of security for El Al on the Rich Steven Show, and he's told us a couple times that he's been on with us. The difference is very clear. Now, granted, there's not as many El Al flights on a daily basis as there is, say, on Delta Airlines, but El Al is always proactive from the get-go. From the second you make that ticket reservation, they're looking into your background. So they know who's on that plane before you even get to the airport. I don't think we could ever do anything like that in this country because we're just not prepared for that.
Well, we better start getting prepared. Because I lived in Israel, I watch. If I see packages that are left, I was in the courthouse in Broward County, and I saw something that looked odd to me. It was just laying there. No one was claiming it. And when I told the security or I told one of the attorneys, they were like, yeah, that's fine. Someone will claim it. In Israel, they you don't just brush things off. And the, you know, we, I don't know. To me, it's just we get into very dangerous territory when we feel that it's a them as opposed to us.
Yeah, there's no doubt about
that. There is no them in us. We need to be very high. There's no doubt about it.
And it's only a matter of time before something happens here. Now, I just got a text from Trent. He says, I'm a former air marshal, Rich, who started in 2002. Originally, when I started, we were told only to deal with terrorist threats. By the time I left in 2007, we were told to deal with any domestic flight that we basically became security guards. He says, I once flew on a feeder flight with LL going to New York, and I was very impressed with their security. They even have armed guards in the airport. Again, LL has, you know, because they're so proactive instead of being reactive.
I even went through Amsterdam, and this is many years ago, and they literally would take your toothpaste and squeeze it. And they didn't care if you complained. Listen, they would take feminine products out. They would take everything, and that's too bad.
Yeah, I almost think that we have to get to the point where we're not allowed carry-ons, and the luggage, we should spend more time, energy, and money on sophisticated systems to actually search our luggage. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again, and I really appreciate your call, Rosa. 877-850-8585. I got a buddy that's a pretty high-ranking Secret Service officer, agent, whatever, and he flies all the time. He flies armed because he's always working, and he said to me on numerous occasions that I do not feel any safer, because I made the comment to him once right after 9/11. I said, well, at least you can fly with your gun. And he says, well, it doesn't matter. I don't feel any safer because it's what's underneath the plane that we are still not doing properly.
Because we don't have control over that. That's the problem.
But we have to take control.
I agree.
We have to do what LL Airlines does.
I agree with you.
877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Listen, if you're on hold, Robert and David, I'm going to get to your calls next. And Lisa, hang on too. You're listening to The Rich Stevens Show.
If it's happening, it's happening here. This is The Rich Stevens Show. Now, here's Rich Stevens.
All right, 877-850-8585. You know, here's the deal. The airline safety has to step up and not wait for the government. And this is just my opinion. Of course, I'm open to your opinion. The government is the one that says, oh, you got to step it up. The government is the one that says, well, you have to do some kind of thing here in South Florida, in New York City, in Washington, D.C. When is it appropriate that the airlines, who make billions of dollars from us, they step it up and say, hey, we're going to step it up, too?
Well, I think that we all have to, the government and the airlines certainly have to sit down together to be working out these issues. Things have to change. We have to protect the public.
David in Jupiter, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, one of the problems I see is we have a government that is passing laws that literally allows terrorists to walk up as far as the entrance to the convoys or to the pathways down to the airlines with weapons. With rifles, with shotguns, with guns.
Well,
you
listen,
can literally walk up to
you're,
where...
You're 100% right. It was just
a screening process with weapons.
You're 100% right. It was just up until recently that you could walk in front of the White House and shoot a gun through the fence. And it took, what, 2-3 people getting over that fence and one actually walking into the White House because the door was unlocked. And then that's, again, that's being reactive rather than proactive. We find out
so
these things...
How do we get security in airports where the government literally is passing laws to allow a terrorist to walk in with a suitcase, with bombs, with assault weapons, to the point that passengers are going through security? You know, on a holiday, you could have a guy like this in America attending at the entrance to the security with suitcases, with bombs, with assault weapons, starts shooting the place up and
but,
then sets
but
the
David,
bombs up
David,
and
David,
nothing to stop.
David, hang on a second. Let me bring a reality check here. You could have somebody today in the town center mall sitting in the food court eating amongst a couple hundred people with a bag that says Nordstrom on it, and there's a freaking bomb in it that they set off.
But so, we are passing laws that legalize weapons inside airports. It's crazy.
But it's not only airports.
I understand. So what is it that you are... I understand what you just said, but what is it that you're asking the government to do in terms of, like, for example, the shopping mall? So what should we do? We should be searching every Nordstrom's bag in the town center mall?
No, but I'm just saying there's people that get complacent and think that, oh, well, I'm safe now because there's a guy standing on the corner, 42nd and Sick, whatever street it is, and he's got a machine gun. When I pull into the airport at Palm Beach International, there's a deputy sheriff standing there and he's waving me through. Oh, I feel safer.
We are a global community, and that means that we all have to work together in terms of different levels of security, but we also have to look internally because we cannot control what happens in Brussels.
Here's the bottom line, Michelle, and I've been told this numerous times, and the lady that just called that used to live in Israel said the same thing. The difference between the people of Israel and the people of the United States is very clear to me. And here's the thing, and we've had cop after cop after cop on this show that say the same thing. If you see something,
say something.
And it doesn't matter how minuscule it is, because I believe if we become a vigilant nation, maybe, just maybe, we can prevent some of these things from happening. If you see a shopping bag sitting in the mall and nobody's with that shopping bag, or if you walk into your office building and you see a Fakakta shopping bag sitting there, call 911.
I agree.
All right. Michelle Suskar, it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio. I don't know where the time goes to.
It's gone.
I wish the rest of my time would go this quick. Thank you so much. We're just getting rolling on a Law & Order Tuesday. Stand by. More of the Rich Steven Show next.